Again, I want to thank you for taking your time to be here today in the house of the Lord. And it's a little different this morning, but you know what? That's all right. It's good to be different. It's good to be different. When the Lord's in it with you, it's always different. So that's what counts the most. And that's what we can come and celebrate and praise the Lord together this morning. And you know what? You'll be blessed. And you'll be blessing the Lord as we celebrate a great bountiful crop that the Lord has already given unto us. Amen. So this morning, as I was studying and meditating and reading, I thought about this message today that concerns a lot of different things for us in this upcoming year of 2021. And I'd like to ask you if you have your Bibles with you today, if you would turn into the book of John, chapter 1. Some very familiar scriptures I'd like to share with you this morning. And then I will read the scriptures to you, and then I will stop and ask you to pray with me, and then we will expound on the Word of God this morning together. So in the book of John, chapter 1, starting with verse 1. Book of John, amen. Book of John, chapter 1, starting in verse 1. And it says, "In the Word of God, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through Him all things were made. Without Him nothing was made that has been made. In Him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind." In verse 5 it says to us that the light shines into the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. "There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light." And in verse 9 it tells us that the true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. And I want to skip down right here. I'm going to stop right there just for a minute, and I'm going to pray, and then we'll go forward. Would you bow with me for prayer this morning? Heavenly Father, most gracious God, Lord, once again, we come to you in prayer this morning, thanking you for your word that we could read and hear with our own ears this morning, Heavenly Father. God, now I ask you to hide me behind the cross as always, and Lord, let me not interfere with anything that you would have said, and God, let me not take any glory for what belongs to you. And God, for those that hear your word today, Lord, let it be added unto their lives and into their hearts, Heavenly Father. And Lord, give them, us all, a revelation of what your word is saying to each of us this morning. And God, we just now give you the honor, glory, and praise. And we ask all of this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. So today, church family, it says here in the first verse of chapter 1 of John, of the book of John, it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." And it says, it goes on to continue to say, "He was with God in the beginning." Now we know this morning that if it wasn't for God, we know, as the Bible tells us, that this is the truth. Amen. This is the Word of God's truth this morning to us, to all of mankind this morning. Whether you take it or not, that's up to you. But according to what I read here, I tend to believe that all things were made by God Himself. Amen. Do you agree with that this morning, church family? So we know that that's the truth this morning, and we believe that this morning. And we're going to talk about that word belief here in just a little bit when we get on down in the Word this morning. We're going to talk about that one little word, belief. Now I want to call to your attention that what it says here in verse 6, it says, "There was a man sent from God whose name was John." And it says here, "He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe." It says also, "He was not the light himself. He only came as a witness to the light." Now, again, I want to remind you, and I have to remind myself, what is our purpose today? What is your purpose in 2021? Your purpose, my purpose today. What is the will of God for you and me today in this year? I just read it to you. Did you catch what it said? It said that John was not the light, but he came to be a witness to that light. Listen, I want to tell you something today. I want to tell you something today, church family, and you that are watching on Facebook today. Our purpose is not just to mutter through this life. Our purpose is not to waddle through this walk of life just to get through every day. Our purpose is to call. See, John the Baptist, he stood out calling attention to the light that was coming. Amen? Do you agree with that this morning, church family? John the Baptist, he stood out and he called out crying in the wilderness. He was proclaiming the coming Messiah, the light of the world, the light of all mankind. And he said, he was chosen by God himself to be a witness to the light of Jesus Christ, which was coming into the world. And his job was to bring attention. His job was to bring attention to that light. So guess what your purpose is? Guess what my purpose is every day? Not just on a Sunday morning when I'm preaching the Word of God, but my job, my purpose that God has for me, an assignment that God has for me and you today in this year 2021. Doesn't matter how young you are. Doesn't matter how, and I don't want to use the word old. what word can I use? It doesn't matter how young you are or young you are or young old you are. Okay? Our purpose is to bring attention to the light of Jesus Christ that is in the world now. Jesus Christ's light is in the world now. And you say, where is it? It's right here. You have it this morning. How many children of God we have in here this morning? Raise your hand. How many children? Everybody's a child of God this morning. So guess what that means? You have the light of God in you. You have the light of Jesus Christ. We don't have to wait on it. See, they were waiting on it then. Back in the days of John, it says also in the Bible, back in the days of John, that the minds of men were filled with darkness. Amen? That's the Word of God. In the days of John, the minds of men was filled with darkness. Well, guess what the truth is today? The minds of men are still filled with the darkness and evil of the days. Right now, even unto this hour, the minds of men are still filled with darkness. The minds of men are still filled with evilness. And guess what we possess? We as children of God possess the light of God. We possess the love of God. And we have a responsibility. We have a responsibility as the children of God to bring attention to the light that's in us. And so it should be shining forth from us so that other people can see it. We are not to hide our light. Amen. We are not to be ashamed of the light of God that's in us today. We are to bring attention to the light that we possess. Amen. We are to bring attention. So how are you going to do that? It's not going to be easy. I can tell you that. It's not going to be easy. You know, I've been praying for the last several weeks, several months, about all kinds of different things that come up in my mind, that come up in my spirit. I had a conversation with Dennis this morning, right back there, before church started. You know, we say, you know, even preachers say, Lord, put those people in my path that I can witness to. Lord, I want those people in my path that I can witness to. And the Lord says in return, He responds to me and He says, okay, I'm going to put people in your path that you can witness to. And then when they come along, I said, Lord, not this one. This one's too hard. See, we want the easy people. The Lord says it's a challenge. And the Lord says it's a challenge to be a child of God. It's a challenge to be a Christian. It's a challenge to let your light shine before men that they may see your good works in your Father God. It's a challenge. It's not easy. Jesus says, pick up your cross and follow me daily. He don't just say, pick up your cross on a Sunday and leave it at home on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Jesus said, pick up your cross and follow after me daily. It's a job. It's a challenge. It's hard. But Jesus, God Almighty, says if you possess the truth and you know the truth, you'll be able to tell the truth. You know, it's easier to lie than it is to tell the truth. Amen. It's easier to lie than to tell the truth. Ask a little child. They get caught doing something, the first thing they do, they don't tell the truth. I never told the truth. I always lie. I didn't do it. My brother did it. One of my brothers did. I had three other brothers living at home growing up. When I'd get in trouble, I'd do something wrong. My mom and dad knew I did it. You know what I'd say? They did it. I didn't do it. And I was always taught if you told the truth to begin with, it wouldn't be as bad as a punishment for you if I caught you in a lie. Man, if I would have just lived by that, I could have avoided a lot of punishment, a lot of severe punishment. But I chose to lie. I tried to blame it off on somebody else. But now the Lord says, when I talk about, Lord, send them lost sheep to me. Send them lost sheep over here to old Pastor Phil. I'll take them. You just send them my way. I know I can help them. I know I can do something with them, just like you did with me. But then when they come my way, it's like, not this one. This one's too hard. Do you have anybody else that's a little bit easier that I can talk to, that I can tell the truth to? But the Lord said, you know what? You was a hard case. You was a hard case at one time. And you know those people I put in your path? All they did was, you know what they did to me? You know those people that God put in my path to talk to me about God? Talk to me about the Word of God? All they did was they told me the truth. That's all they did. They told me the truth that I might believe, that I might come to know, that I might be enlightened of God's grace, of God's salvation. And one day, I finally accepted the Lord. And here I am. Here I am. Praise God. Hallelujah. Here I am. And now I'm doing the same thing. I'm talking about the truth. I'm trying to bring attention to the light that lives inside of me. I don't want to bring attention to myself. I don't want people looking at me and say, well, that's old Preacher Phil. We know him. He's a preacher. He'll preach condemnation on us. We don't want to talk. We don't even want to get near him. I'm just a mere man. I'm nobody. I'm just a messenger of God. That's all I am. But wouldn't it be great this year? Wouldn't it be great this year? And I'm also reminded of what Paul writes in the book of 2 Corinthians. He writes in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17. This is very, very good word. And this is, and I can't, if you don't hear anything else this morning, the truth of God's word is relevant. The truth of God's word is real. The truth of God's word is evident. When I read this verse of scripture to you, it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17, Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone, the new is here. Now, would you agree with me this morning, church family? Can you say amen? Praise God, hallelujah, when I tell you that therefore it says that Paul wrote, inspired by God to write those words in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, therefore, is there anyone in the house of God this morning that is in Christ? I know you just raised your hand this morning. If therefore anyone is in Christ, the old has gone, the new has come, and the new is here. Look, I ain't looking at the old you anymore. You ain't looking at the old me anymore. I wasn't in Christ back then, but now I am. Now you are. The here you are, the new is here. The old is gone. You're a new creation. That's what's so great. That's what's so beautiful about God. When He comes in, He gets rid of all that old nature. He gets rid of all that old you. He takes it and throws it in the trash. It's throwed out. It's never coming back. It's like it's went down to the landfill, and you ain't going down there to find it. Have you ever lost anything in the landfill and tried to go down there and find it? You ain't going to find it because it's gone. They done buried it. They done pushed it under. It's all gone, and it's all new now. Listen, I like the new me. Anybody like the new you? You like the new creation when Christ came into your life? You're all new now. All the old stuff is gone. All that old garbage is gone. All that guilt and shame is gone. Praise God. Hallelujah. Can you say amen to that this morning, church family? All the guilt and shame is gone. And listen, if it's not this morning, if you're a child of God this morning, you're living in guilt and shame, there's something wrong. You need to be falling down asking God to forgive you. You need to be repenting in the name of Jesus Christ this morning and living under the authority of God this morning and living by the power of the Holy Spirit this morning. That's how you defeat the devil. That's why the world's living in darkness today. They're not living by the power of the Holy Spirit. They're not covered on the blood of Christ. They're not living by the authority of Jesus Christ. They're not living by the truth of God's word. They're out there being led astray and led to the slaughter by Satan. But you know what? It doesn't have to be that way. It doesn't have to be that way this morning, church family. You know, this is a new year. I would say this is a new me. It's always a new me. Every Sunday, man, I feel good every Sunday. When I get here at the house of God and I start reading, I got up early this morning. Man, ain't no laying in the bed. This bird right here, the early bird gets the early worm. This early bird gets God. I get filled with the Lord every morning. Don't matter what happens after a while. Does it? Doesn't matter what happens tomorrow. Because at the end of the day, I know, and you should know, you that are watching on Facebook this morning, hopefully will know, all that matters at the end of the day is that you have the Lord in your life. Amen? That the Lord loves you and you love the Lord. That's all that matters. And making sure that your family serving the Lord. Making sure your friends are serving the Lord. Making sure that your coworkers are serving and loving the Lord. Now, that's their choice. You can't make them. I wish I could. Man, I got a whole bunch of people I work with. I wish I could just go in there tomorrow. So you're going to love the Lord or else. But I can't do that. I can't make them. And you know what? The Lord couldn't make me. He couldn't make me love Him. I had to come to a point in my life where I bowed down with my heart, with my soul, with my very being, and proclaim the Lord's love for me. I had to take hold of it. You know, I want to get to that word believe before we run out of time this morning. You know what? You know, you see these pews this morning? I see Jeff sitting on this pew this morning. Now, this ain't my thoughts. This is in a commentary I read. But I want to share it with you because it's some good stuff. Because I got one more thing I want to share with you before I close today. See, old Jeff, he's sitting right there in that pew this morning. He's running the camera for us this morning. He's videotaping this thing live via Facebook this morning. You know, we all say, oh, I believe in the Lord. I believe in Jesus Christ. But you know what? The Bible tells us that if you confess the Lord with your heart and you believe it in your mind, and you confess with your mouth that you're a sinner, that you shall be saved. And I don't doubt that a bit. But I tell you what, to believe in the Lord, it takes work. To believe in the Lord every day, it takes work. And it's just like Jeff sitting right there on that pew. If you stood up where you're sitting right now, that pew wouldn't be holding you up, would it? Now in your mind, listen, I believe if I come down right here on this pew and stood right here beside this pew. Now follow along because this is important. If I stood right there and I looked at that pew and I looked at it and I said, I believe that pew can hold me up. But if I never sit down upon it, it wouldn't be holding me up, would it? So the same way with Christ. Sometimes I read in a little commentary that I was reading this week, It says sometimes to believe, you got to not just believe, just say the word, I believe. You got to believe in Christ. You got to believe into Christ. You got to believe up on Christ. So what's holding you up this morning? Are you believing in Christ today, or are you just going through the motions? Are you believing in Christ? Are you believing up on Christ today? Are you believing into Christ today? When I read this Word of God, I don't just read it. I read into it. Amen? I read into this Word because I want to know what it means. I believe upon God's Word. And you know, we stand upon the Word of God. That's what this is all about this morning. When you talk about believe, we stand upon the Word of God. We stand in the Word of God. We stand into the Word of God. And that's how belief really takes place. That's the power of believing in God's truth. That's the power of believing in God Almighty. That's the power of believing in Christ Jesus, God's only Son, that came to save us from ourselves. Amen. Does that make any sense to you this morning? Now I want to share one more thing to you this morning. Has this been good to you this morning? I want to share one more thing and I'm going to close. Wow, it's hot in here. Whew. Gosh. Wow. I want to read, let me read one verse of scripture to you this morning. I'm going to close this morning. In John, in John 1, verse 10, it says, He was in the world, though the world was made through Him, the world did not recognize Him. He came to that which was His own, but His own did not receive Him. But yet, to all who did receive Him, to those who believed in His name, He gave them the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or husband's will, but born of God. Hallelujah. Praise God this morning. Now I want to tell you this in closing today. This was awesome. So we're over at Mentone, Alabama. Tuesday, Wednesday, and we came back Thursday morning. But Wednesday, Pam and I and Carson and Layla and Amber, we all went over to DeSoto Falls. Anybody ever been there? We went over to DeSoto Falls, and I didn't really want Pam walking down there on those big old rocks because I was afraid she might fall and slip. But she made it down to the bottom. And they had a black rail where you couldn't cross. And it said, no one beyond this point. So I was watching the water. I was watching the water fall off the fall there and go down into the next level. And I was noticing how wonderfully and majestic the cavern there was, that rock wall was formed. And I was looking how that water was rolling off and how powerful it was. But something caught my eye up above where the I don't know if you call it like where the water starts to come off. I don't know if you call it the dam or whatever you call it. But I noticed that the water was coming over. The water was coming over and it was running down to the next level. And that's where the big falls were. But up above it, I saw these broken pieces. I saw these broken pieces of logs and trees. And they were up there right on the edge. And that water, that current, wasn't bringing them over. And as I was standing there looking, I never said a word to Pam about this. I never said a word to anybody about this. But as I was standing there, the wind was blowing, and I was watching those big old pieces up there. They were right there on the edge, fixing to go off. But the water wasn't taking them over. And I felt like the Lord spoke to me through that. And you know what He told me? I'm getting chill bumped before I even say what I'm about to say. I heard the Lord's voice. And He said, we're all broken pieces. Amen? We're all broken pieces. And we have all been on the edge. We have all been on the edge about to go over. And I was reminded as the Lord was whispering in my ear, in my spirit. He said, those who come to me, in no way shall I turn them away. Praise God this morning. Hallelujah. See, I was right there on the edge. I was a broken vessel. And I finally came to the Lord. And he picked me up, all the broken pieces. He kept me from going over the edge and falling. And he put me back together. I'm a broken vessel this morning. Anybody else? Are you a broken vessel this morning? I'm a broken vessel. But I'm put back together by God's own hand. And why did God do that? So that I could serve him. So that I could love him. So that he could love me. I've never been loved like God has loved me. Amen? I've never been loved by anybody like God has loved me. Ever. Amen? Praise God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, most gracious God, Lord, your word is always good. Lord, your word is always powerful. Lord, your word is always meaningful. God, it has a purpose for our lives each and every day. God, I thank you this morning. I can't thank you enough for taking the darkness out of my mind, out of my soul, out of my spirit today, and filling me with your light, Lord. Filling me with your love. God, I accept your challenge today. Lord, every day that my feet hit the floor, I accept your challenge. And I don't care how hard it is. Doesn't matter what I got to do. As long as you are leading, God, I want to go where you want me to. I want to do what you tell me to do. I want to do what you show me to do, even when I don't know how to do it. Lord, I know you're going to show me. You're going to show all of us, Heavenly Father. God, I pray for this year. This is the first Sunday, Lord, of this new year. God, let us bring attention to that light that has already come into the world, that's here already, that we possess as your children. Let us share it, Lord, with those that are in need today, Heavenly Father. God, we are living in a world that has plenty of need. There's more need now than there has ever been. And Lord, now is the time for Christians. Now is the time for children of God to rise up and do what's right and just in this land. Wherever we are, use us, Lord, in a mighty way to proclaim your truth, to spread the gospel. Just like this virus is growing, God, just like this virus is killing hundreds of thousands of people, God, let your truth of your gospel, Lord, save hundreds and thousands of people by simply us speaking it forth. And God, now I ask your blessings on those that are here today. I ask your blessings on those that are watching by social media. And God, I ask you to keep us safe from all harm, from all evil. And God, we just thank you now for your grace, your love, your mercy, and your forgiveness. And we humbly ask now this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.